在听到的是精简版的 Roundtable 节目，想收听并下载一小时完整节目，请关注我们的微信公众账号 EZFM Roundtable， 然后发送关键词完整版获取下载方式，或者直接下载轻松调频 APP。Bargaining in Chinese markets can be similar to fighting a war. If you're vigilant and calm enough, you can have the upper hand. Let's discuss strategies and compare notes so we can leave the show with ample ammunition to claim victory in this mental war. So bargaining, 讨价还价, it's not a Chinese phenomenon. But why is it that in certain places in China, knowing how to bargain is a necessary survival skill?In that market.
I wouldn't say it's a necessary survival skill.
Good!
I do think it's something that the Chinese naturally excel at. We've got a great example here of these two girls that go to buy a suitcase in the silk market, and the original price offered is 1,200 RMB. And the girls managed to get it down to a price of 450 RMB, but it turns out on Taobao it can be bought for 300. And...The problem is with bargaining in China, and I mean this as a compliment, so please don't take it negatively, but when it comes to doing business, Chinese people are relentless. They don't stop attacking until they win. And I mean it as a compliment, because in business, you can't be a nice guy. The best example I've got here is the big story in the papers at the moment. Uber are currently, you know, the taxi hailing app、Uber. In China, they're currently using losing $1 billion US dollars a year because they're not able to keep up with the、Chinese company, DiDi, who are also subsidizing their taxi fees. And I read the story this morning,And Uber CEO was、saying, you know, people in China are being irrational. We want to try and outweigh them, but they can't beat DiDi. They can't hang in there long enough. And that's because of the amazing persistence of the domestic Chinese taxi hailing company. And it's the same persistence you see in bargaining.
But、okay. According to my observation, I hear a lot of people that、Uber is actually much cheaper than DiDi when it comes to the taxi.
But it's costing them more money.
Okay, talk about、right. bargaining. I think, yes, big companies is one thing, but when it comes to these personal vendors or these individual stalls in, let's say, places like the silk market or just a general market, bargaining skill is kind of very useful there because the tag price, well, there isn't really a tag price,、but there's an ask price is often something you need to maybe have it or even ask for a lower price than that. And that seems to be a piece of useful knowledge for shoppers. What are some of the bargaining skills or tips that you think we should have?
Well, be calm and don't act like you really want the product.、The more that, it's like with any business, the more weakness that you show, the more it's going to give them leeway to think that they can make you pay a higher price.So stay calm, offer a low price, and just be picky.
Yeah. Tell them about the flaws.
Flaws of the products.
Yes.
And also, you can also、distract the sellers a little bit, like asking him or her for different prices of different products, letting him or no have a、thinking that, you know, you have no preference at all. And then you can probably, you know, pick up one thing and ask the price.Just randomly.
And above all, remember my advice at the beginning of this segment. Be relentless because they will be coming at you with the same mentality. They're not going to quit. So if you want the item that much, you've got to have that same pitfall mentality as the person trying to sell it to you.
Okay, well, I think it depends on the place. If you're spending a lot of money in general, and yeah, asking for a big bargain is pretty important. But if you're only spending a few yuan at the fresh market, then maybe not be that aggressive about it. Because every time when I go to that market with my dad always says, let the poor guy have that 5 extra yuan. He got up at 3 a.m. this morning to get the vegetables into Beijing.